l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
ċittadini Awstraljani maqbudin f'Laos ġewwa l-Asja qegħdin jittalbu għall-għajnuna biex jirritornaw lura f'pajjiżhom wara li l-istat ta' Queensland kiser il-weda li jagħmel li jilqahom lura fl-istat. Dan l-inċident reġa' anqal dibattitu dwar il-fruntieri, dibattitu li ilu għaddej xhur bejn l-istati ta' Queensland u New South Wales. Mit persuna li bħalissa jinsabu barra il-pajjiż għadhom kif ġew informati li mhux se jkunu jistgħu jtiru lura lejn l-Awstralja minkejja li jibbukjaw titjira. Dawn il-persuni kienu mistennija jitilqu mill-Malasja, Singapore u Laos u huma klassifikati mill-Gvern Federali bħala passiġġieri vulnerabbli. Fost is-56 persuna mill-Awstralja u New Zealand li qegħdin jippruvaw jitilqu minn Laos, Simone Harley ila barra mill-pajjiż minn Marzu li għadda. Hija tinsab iddisprata biex tirritorna lura iktar u iktar wara li ġiet attakkata sesswalment waqt li kienet riqda. Titkellem Harley.
I have been struggling for 6 months since this. There is no mental health services in Laos to help me. I am desperate. I need to come home. I need to get the mental health care I need to get over what happened to me. And now you have dashed not just my hopes, but the hopes of my fellow Aussies stuck in Laos.
F'nofs Ottubru il-Forza Awstraljana tal-Frontieri u l-Gvern ta' Queensland tagħu l-approvazzjoni tagħhom bil-miktub għal titjira li kienet mistennija tasal ġewwa Cairns fit 28 Ottubru. Intant f'daqqa waħda din l-approvazzjoni ġiet revokata. L-operatur tat-titjira Stephen Wood kien informat mill-Forza li din kienet id-deċiżjoni tal-Gvern ta' Queensland. Intant il-gvern offra li ħalli t-titjira tinżel ġewwa Brisbane minn Flock Cairns, li skont Wood kien se jiswa iktar flus lill-vjaġġaturi milli dawn setgħu jaffordjaw.
Cairns want us, the mayor said they want us, tourism wants us, everybody wants us. I really have no idea. I mean, how a government can say, yes, here is your approval. You plan everything on that, financially, everything on that. And then to have that approval taken away, it is huge.
Uffiċjali federali jammettu li huma qatt ma ttestjaw kemm postijiet għall-kwarantina kien se jkollhom bżonn biex jissodisfaw il-pledge tal-Prim Ministru li jreġa' lura f'pajjiżhom 30,000 Awstraljan li nqabad barra sal-Milit li ġej. Il-kellimi għall-affarijiet interni tal-Partit Laburista Christina Kennelly ikkritikat it-tmexxija tal-Gvern Federali tajt li hemm biżejjed spazju biex jreġa' lura iktar nies. Tajt ukoll li tinsab madba dwar is-sitwazzjoni mwera ta' bosta Awstraljani vulnerabbli li jinsabu fl-Asja.
If there is a core Australian value, it's don't leave your mates behind. But we've had a Prime Minister who stands up and promises on the one hand he's going to get all 32,000 stranded Australians home by Christmas. And now we hear in Senate estimates they might be lucky to get a few thousand home by Christmas. It's all promise, it is no delivery, and it is literally leaving Australians behind.
Il-Ministru Federali għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt jgħid li l-awtoritajiet qegħdin jaħdmu biex iġibu lura iktar persuni billi jespandu il-kwarantina fil-Lukandi, jiftħu l-faċilità ta' Howard Springs fin-Northern Territory u jistabbilixxu arranġament tal-ivvjaġġar ma' New Zealand. Hunt qiegħed jappella lill-istati u t-territorju l-oħra biex jipprovdu iktar għajnuna.
The Northern Territory has been magnificent in helping to bring home Australians. New South Wales has lifted far more than its fair share of the task of bringing Australians home. This is about bringing home our brothers and our sisters, our sons and our daughters. That's why it's important.
Intant il-Premier ta' New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian tajt li l-istat tagħha kuntent li jospita vjaġġaturi li jirritornaw lura, intant hija tħeġġeġ stati oħra biex iħallsu l-ispejjeż jekk dawn jirrifjutaw milli jilqgħu r-residenti tagħhom stess li New South Wales qiegħed jospita fil-kwarantina. Titkellem Berejiklian.
New South Wales has been doing the heavy lifting when it comes to quarantine. We've welcomed Australians back from all the other states, and it's about time Queensland in particular coughed up. They've closed their border to us without reason, and now they have to cough up the more than $35 million they owe us for welcoming back their citizens.
Minnaħa tagħha l-Premier ta' Queensland Anastasia Palaszczuk tkompli tiddefendi d-deċiżjoni tal-istat tagħha li tħalli l-fruntieri magħluqa.
Well, I'm not going to be lectured by the Premier of New South Wales. What happened to all working together? I mean, that's what we do. We go into that national cabinet and we want to work together.
Fil-ftit jiem li jaddew il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Scott Morrison reġa sostna li l-antija huwa li jreġġa' lura 26,000 Awstraljan sal-milit li ġej. Jgħid li 40 persuna vulnerabbli minn Laos huma l-priorità li jmiss tiegħu. Intant għal-161 persuna oħra dan il-vjaġġ ilu 7 xhur sħaħ ippjanat. Fl-aħħar dawn se jirfsu art pajjiżhom wara li waslu minn Londra fuq l-ewwel minn 8 titjiriet ta' ripatriazzjoni li niżlet ġewwa in-Northern Territory. Huma marru direttament fil-faċilità ta' Howard Springs f'Darwin. Sa dan it-tant l-istati ta' Western Australia u Queensland ħabru li se jżidu n-numru tal-vjaġġaturi internazzjonali bi 310 kull xahar. Il-Gvern Federali jikkonferma wkoll li se jkun hemm titjira minn Laos fl-Indonezja għal Brisbane. Simone Harley hija waħda minn dawn il-passiġġieri li ftit tal-jimilu kienet informata li t-titjira oriġinali tagħha kienet revokata. Titkellem issa b'eċċitament u serħan tal-moħħ.
I think we're all going to cry when we hop on the plane, to be quite honest, just from sheer relief. So it's going to be an interesting experience. Yay, we're here! Wah-yah! It happened!
Il-Prim Ministru Scott Morrison dwar din ir-revokazzjoni jgħid li ma jistax jispjega.
That is something you'd need to raise with the Queensland government, because I understand that's where the issue ultimately prevented that flight from coming to Australia. I understand it was supposed to land in Cairns. There are still remaining a number of Australians, quite a number, who are still to come back home.
Minaħa tagħha il-Premier ta' Queensland Anastasia Palaszczuk tkomplitajt li din hija responsabilità tal-Commonwealth.
Well, they're coming from international, so there's no reason why they can't come to Brisbane. You'd have to ask the federal government. I'm not in control of when the international flights come in. It's federal government issue.
Mis 26,200 Awstraljan li jirreġistraw biex jerġgħu lura f'Settembru, sissa 4,591 persuna jinsabu ritornati, baqa 2,822 persuna vulnerabbli li għadhom barra l-pajjiż, u 6,100 ċittadin ieħor irreġistraw għall-għajnuna. Il-Prim Ministru jitkellem dwar il-pjan tiegħu għal dawn.
Goal to get those 26,000 Australians home that were registered by Christmas. Now, whether we achieve that or not is going to be dependent on many factors. It's going to be dependent on the flights. It's going to be dependent on the continued cooperation of the states and territories.
Il-Ministru għall-Affarijiet Barranin Marie Spain esprimid dubji dwar dan u qalet.
I don't think it's possible to say when all of the 32,000 will be home because of the complexity of the international aviation market, the caps here, the issues around quarantine, and in fact the broad effect of the pandemic. This is not a situation that the world has had to deal with in the current context ever before.
Mill-istat ta' Victoria, il-Premier Daniel Andrews konferma li jrid jerġa' jibda l-kwarantina fil-lukandi għal dawk minn Victoria li se jirritornaw qabel ma tispiċċa din is-sena.
That's certainly our aim. Yes, that's certainly our aim. Well, we know there are a significant number of Aussies who are overseas and want to be home by Christmas, and I'd very much like to have them flying direct into Melbourne, those that need to come to our state, flying direct.
Il-Partit Laburista jilqa l-aħħar żieda fin-numru ta' titjiriet iżda l-kellima l-affarijiet interni Christina Kennelly tajt li dan xorta mhux biżejjed. Titkellem Kennelly.
The federal government could be sending out airplanes. They could be increasing hotel capacity. They could be expanding their own quarantine facilities. Now they've started to do a little bit of that, but it is a drop in the bucket. It is a drop in the bucket, and in no way is that going to ensure that the 32,000 stranded Australians are going to be home by Christmas. Scott Morrison, all promise, no delivery.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.